This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
A little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Friday, December 3rd, 2021. It's Sarah, Vinny, Bryn, Nikki, and our very special guest today is V. Hale.
Good morning.
Hello, V.
Vanessa. Extra special.
Can you turn up V just a little bit?
Yeah, she's pretty soft. Let's hear her.
That's rare.
We all want more V.
More V.
Is that better?
I don't know.
V.
Hello.
Yeah, that's a lot better. Thank you.
All right.
Perfect. Great.
Thank goodness.
So I don't know how often V and Nikki are talking. I know for a while there when you guys were on the dating apps and stuff, you were getting pretty close. V, Nikki has something to tell you.
Oh, I thought you were going to break the news.
Oh, did you write Beefcake's beef stick?
That's a good question.
That's the way to ask.
Yeah.
Wow.
That
so articulate.
We're boyfriend and girlfriend, so I'm sorry. I didn't tell you.
This turned into a relationship.
Yeah. I didn't tell you. I'm so sorry.
Well done. Here's the question though, real quick, because this is the important stuff.
Oh yeah.
Did you test it out? Did you take it for a test drive before you bought
the bought the car? Yeah, it's
you guys
good.
You didn't even like touch his bulge like a couple weeks ago.
And well, now you know, I keep things under wraps because, you know,
yeah,
just
she's
in
a
the
liar,
beginning.
Is how she's so, keeping things under wraps
lie.
Is lying liar.
Yes.
Pants on fire.
Hanging
so
from
you
a telephone
took
wire.
Pound Town, like date number two.
No. There's.
But you test drove it.
Yes.
Okay, I have a question.
Oh, God.
All right.
Was the real first time that time you spent 3 hours?
At his house watching TV.
On his couch.
Maybe.
Yeah. Duh.
That was such blatant.
Well, it's no fun.
Fuckery.
Like, we've got to be open books in this industry. We don't get privacy.
Yeah, that's very true. You're
okay,
right.
Okay, so you didn't talk for 3 hours.
You fucked for 3 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, or you fucked for 10 minutes, you give it a break, and you fuck again, you know, in 2 hours, right?
Wait, yeah. So is he the one behind your Insta pictures? Like, I'm ice skating and really, like, Beefcake took it because you guys are on an ice skating date?
Yeah.
Oh! You are an evil genius.
Well, you need a photographer. Come on. Here's my phone.
Oh,
take the take it.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm on to you.
Yeah.
Well, he got the angle right, so good for him.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we gotta take a good picture.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Dudes get down low, and I'm all, you can see my other chin. Like, this isn't gonna work at all.
I was concerned about that because he was like kneeling on the ice. I was like, that's too low. But it actually worked out.
Yeah, that's
take it from above. I want to be looking up all doughy eyed.
Give him like an aerial point of view. Like, drone that bad boy. Like,
right. Hold it up over your head.
Just the top of my head is fantastic.
Right. That and my nose sticking out. That's all I want you to be able to see.
Oh, that's you. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't tell you that. You know, I've just been busy. I haven't been here.
No, screw you. It's fine. Our relationship is fake.
It's not fake. I mean, I've been busy. You know that, Bee.
I know. Dude, you are a busy little bee. We did catch up a couple weekends ago chatting about that. But cool. So you're getting laid and I'm not. This is no happy Friday, everyone. Really.
Happy Friday, everyone.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, maybe we should have ended with this news. I think we just put V in a bad mood.
Oh, no, we put her in a bad mood? I don't think so.
Yeah, blame it on Nikki. You're right.
Yeah, just blame it on me.
Yeah, I caught Bryn talking shit when I logged on. So, she's extra feisty today. I'm like,
I'm just talking shit. I'm just stating facts, man. Just trying to make sure I got to warm my talent, you know, what they're in
I
for.
I am a fucking ray of sunshine, everyone.
I'm like, hey, guys.
You're welcome.
Just kind of chase. A little bit feisty today.
I don't like fucking hey, rays of sunshine. I like just
fucking ray of sunshine.
Shut the blinds. Fuck, I'm melted. Oh, my God. Cool. No, I'm happy for you, dude. That's awesome.
Thank you. Yeah.
Hopefully he makes you come.
Don't yeah. lie about it.
Don't lie about it.
Don't lie yeah, about it.
Create some precedent that you like it like that when yeah. you don't like it like that.
That's beyond. Yeah.
Learn yeah. something for once.
I learned a lot from these secret shows. Yeah. So, yeah.
This is the great life advice we give.
On yeah. the regular show, we were just talking about gambling at 7-Elevens.
Mm-hmm.
And Jane, our Janie from the afternoon show, is weighing in.
Oh, good.
I used to gamble on the Jane, you're playing. I used to gamble on the slot machines at the 7-Eleven by my station in Reno all the time. One time, I hit a royal flush before I was supposed to go on to work. And I was late for work, waiting for the person to come from the lottery office and pay me.
It's Bond. It's Jane's Bond.
It's Jane.
Good impression.
That's my Jane. That's my Jane, everyone. It actually sounds like I'm mocking. I'm not mocking her. I can't do a long thing. I can go, it's Jane, but I can't do a full sentence.
Like Jane that. Is really difficult. She's hard to unwrap. Like, here she is. She dresses like the Princess of Doom, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. There yes. she is. All
Queen
black, black hair,
right.
dark, yeah. right? You're just like, Jesus, what's going on there? And yet she'll be completely thrilled and excited about an Adele song. And you're like, yeah. what the hell is going on here? You should be into...
No, like Ed Sheeran's her bestie. I mean, you yeah. would think like she'd be rocking out to Lego House, right?
There's the look is death metal. And yet the sensibility and also that impression you did is right. She's very up.
I'm
She's
very
cheery, but then if you say
yeah, if Jane. You heard her on the radio strictly and then went to her Instagram, those two wouldn't connect.
Right, right. That's my point.
Right, and she's friendly and open and upbeat, and then there she is, all like, you know, you can't even see her nose. She always does like
face in
the overexposed white. You can only see her eyes and mouth.
Well, and listen. What you just said, I think, is wrong because you said she's friendly and open. No, she's super friendly.
Yeah.
But you ask a question to her.
Oh, yeah. No. Right.
You don't even get a response. Like, she's not even there to, she just ghosts you.
Yeah. She is, my we've had her on the Secret Show a couple times, her discomfort kicks in quickly.
Yep.
Like, yes. we don't torture her.
Right.
Not like you, V, where
I was just
there doesn't
say,
seem
well,
to be any
shit.
Discomfort. You should have been more uncomfortable seeming.
I should probably maybe not say as much as I do, but fuck it.
Yeah. See, that's why
my life motto.
That's why you work on The Secret Show.
Right.
If you don't like the answer, stop fucking asking me questions.
Oh, I like all the answers. I do like
Yeah,
the
I know.
Answers.
We love you. There's no all question. Right. The rules.
I'm crafting my teas for today's the notification I send people to listen to The Secret Show.
What is it?
V Hale and blackmail.
Yeah, let's get to the blackmail because I'm dying to know, and you said it's good, so let's do this.
So having read it, I'm going to say that this person has options, and it's not a traditional blackmail. I don't feel that it is. Friends, don't say my name. But it is, they're trying to extort money from her.
Oh, it's for money?
Yeah, it's for money. I had someone from my past, a fuck buddy, reach out to me through Facebook Messenger saying he still has videos of us having sex from over 10 years ago.
Ew.
He basically said, sign a waiver so I can release them this coming new year, or so that he can release them, or... you can buy these rights from me for $4,000. For $4,000, I won't do this. Otherwise, I need you to sign a waiver. I come from a very religious background. I can't even imagine if one of my family members find out, or worse, sees the videos. I am also married. I have no clue what this could do to my marriage.
What happened? I mean, she wasn't married to the guy at the time, right?
No. Mm-hmm.
So what happened in those videos that would make your husband leave you? You existed before he did, before your relationship.
Well, who knows what their relationship is? Maybe they're super Christly and everything's very missionary, lights out, eyes closed.
Or it's just the fact that it's his naked wife.
Bible says, it talks about premarital sex. It doesn't say you can't have fun in the bedroom.
Maybe she told him she was a virgin when they got married. Like, who knows?
Oh, what kind of lies are there?
If you believe that, you're a dumbass. But
yeah,
okay,
you're right.
Or it's just like the conservative the conservative lifestyle where just having a video of her just naked out there
would
turn him off.
Right.
But having that message right there, he can now get in trouble. You can't, it's illegal to blackmail people.
Yeah.
So if she has proof that he sent this, she can now say, I have proof that you're blackmailing me, and he can actually worse.
Let me finish through this thing, and then let's go crazy.
Oh, I thought
crazy.
We were discussing.
We're not discussing yet. I mean, often we do stop and have.
Told you she's feisty.
Yeah. Okay.
I didn't know that was feisty.
We are not friends on Facebook. I know nothing of his life. All he told me was that in one of the videos, I told him I want to be a superstar. And he said, that's consent. Unfortunately, I vaguely do remember that video. The scumbag said that on January 1st, some laws are changing and that he can go live with the videos, whether I say he can or not. Which I don't know anything about that. I'm not sure if I believe him 100% as he brought up times we fucked that I know were not being recorded. The times that he did record me was when I was drinking. I have news for you. People hide cameras all the time. Very well have plenty of videos of you that you don't know about.
You saying you know doesn't mean you knew. Like,
also, the quality of cameras, phones back then were trash. I'm hoping the poor quality videos are on my side. Do I tell my husband? Do I call a lawyer? Let me know your thoughts. Peace and love. Let me ask you guys this. If you called the police and said, this guy's trying to get $4,000 out of me, or he says he's going to publish videos of me, is what he's written here written in such a way that he's actually asking for her consent or offering, does that smack you as direct blackmail?
Yes.
Yeah, that doesn't sound
sign this for money or else I release?
Yeah, because it's or else right there. Keyword.
And his unprofessional opinion that you saying you want to be a superstar is consent is bullshit.
Yeah. Right.
So he's playing every angle to fuck you over here. But you absolutely, in my opinion, I've never gone through this. First of all, in my opinion, this guy's a fucking scumbag.
Scumbag, right.
Trash.
And if you're listening to this and you're a young person and you've had a sex life where you've recorded things and you still have that stuff, that's fine. You can jack off to it or do whatever it is you do with that. But the idea that you would somehow, someday, turn around and use that against them, I want to make clear, I don't approve of that. I think it's bullshit. You're a scumbag. You absolutely, that's stuff between two people that should stay between two people. Two, only two, not your friends,
the two who
not the internet,
right.
Yeah.
not the guy, not the chick's husband because you've decided you were none of that. Just that's something between those two people. And that's the way that should stay. That's my opinion on that. As far as what you can do, absolutely. You need to go to your local, I don't know where your local police department is. You need to ask for help at the front desk. I'm being blackmailed. I want to make a report or ask what my rights are, because I don't know that a lawyer is without charging you
gonna advise you where your next step is.
And so I think that you'll end up, now you're represented and you'll be like, well, wait, I have to pay you a $2,000 retainer for something that hasn't even gotten there yet.
Right.
So to me, that's not necessary. Maybe the police will say you need to do that. But to me, you start with the police and you say, here's a letter I was sent from an old boyfriend. I'm being blackmailed. They must have a department now. There probably is an entire department.
Yes, I agree.
For...
I think it would be sex crimes. I think, honestly.
And that's...
I think that you need to lodge the complaint with file a report, I guess, is what it would be. Because half the time, or even more than, it always starts, if it goes to court, like, did you notify the police? Did you file a report? Like, did you let anyone know? So I think first police, and if they advise you, a lawyer. But I know it costs money, but, like, to her, it seems like no cost matters because her life will be ruined.
You know, the problem here, as I see it, because I agree with you, I actually think you start the process with the police. I'm sure they'll have advice for you or point you in the direction of the sex crimes unit, you know, whatever it is, right? And I have not heard anything about laws that are about to change. They just put revenge porn laws on the books. Like, you can't post things. Consent, me saying I want to be a superstar in your stupid fucking video that you took when I was a kid is not consent for you to put
that guy's
up
full
there.
Of shit, and he's
full
a dirt
of shit
bag.
And I don't believe
so
it about
not
this
only
law
is he a
changing.
Piece of shit, he's a dumbass.
He is a
so.
Dumbass, but it's fucking scary. Like, if you got this note and your husband didn't know about this stuff, I really think you got to have a conversation with the husband.
Oh, no. Yeah, I couldn't disagree
that
more. That
How
is
she going to go through
I was
all this?
Listen to me. I was absolutely. Just about to finish my statement. Bryn, you got this. Go.
Oh, no. Yeah, I would not tell him. That's all I'm saying. I don't think that's the way to do it.
Okay, I thought the opposite. I thought, well, she's clearly going to have to tell her husband
100%.
Because how is
she
going
to
pay for this?
To the police.
She had a life before this, and she had sex with this guy consenting sex.
She should start out with saying that, darling. I love you, and I cherish
know.
Our
no.
time together.
No,
opening
you're,
a can of
you're
worms.
Not
a life necessary. Before. I don't think so.
Think
you're not clear
worse,
how.
It's worse if he finds out afterward.
That's what
I don't
I was
think
say.
So.
What's worse is him getting mad then, or him getting mad because the first thing that dude will say, and you guys can fucking lie all day and say you wouldn't say that, is he'd be like, why didn't you fucking tell me?
Yep.
I'm your husband.
I'm your
How'd
husband.
How'd you hide this from me?
Right.
And then it'll turn into anger at the situation instead of what maybe she did
okay.
in the past.
Okay. I'm going to tell you what I think.
Okay.
You guys can decide that I'm wrong if that's the way you feel. But I absolutely think, first of all, if she can handle this without telling him, then the whole thing never happened as far as he knows. And that's the best case scenario. And that's not because you're not the woman he married or whatever, but guys are trippers. So the first thing that happens if you tell me this is I go find this guy and fucking kill him. Right. That's one of the first things that happen is I
that,
I
that find, actually would work. That
I get the guy's
work.
Name
I'm
and I fucking find
that.
Him and I fucking
jail.
Hit okay. him with a pipe in the head when he's walking to his car. So that's one of the things that's possibly going to happen is
right.
this guy's going to go.
Viable option.
Oh, really?
Sure.
We're being black because now it's we,
yeah.
right? This is
well,
this
yeah.
is his marriage,
absolutely.
Too.
Yeah,
and now
absolutely.
We're being, okay, well, we're not being blackmailed because I'm going to go throttle this guy.
Yeah,
so that's something
blackmailing
that,
my wife. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Right.
All
I mean,
right, so you're
Brent, am I wrong?
If Christina,
no, absolutely not. Here's the thing. This is what I would say.
All right.
I wouldn't want to know. If this
right.
happened, if I fucking found out, I'm fucking furious. I'm going to get down to the bottom of that, whatever it takes. And I'd rather
wherever
not know. You understand. Seriously, I feel like his life would be a lot more peaceful if he just didn't know. That's all I'm saying.
Now, if she goes to the police and the police say, and here's what I'll amend my statement by saying, look, I understand you don't want him to feel like he's being lied to. So she should go to the police and she should say, look, here's what's happening to me. This is something that I, you know, and she has a vague memory of what these videos are, but she may very well be doing a full on porn. You know what
oh,
I mean?
No, like, I'm sure these are sex tapes.
Right. So these are probably even more graphic than she remembers. And, you know, guys know what they want to see. So it's highly likely that, you know, parts where she's got her back turned are extremely close up. So she's got to, right. She's got to go to the police first. Find out exactly what her rights are. If they say to her, there's no way to keep this from your husband. There just isn't. If we make a case of this, he's going to, then she goes and tells her husband. But if they say, oh, we're on it. We've been dealing with this now for what, 15 years? We're good at this. We'll go get this guy and put an end to your situation. Nope. Like if that's the response, then great.
I just don't see a scenario where they go take care of this based on what you said, based on what a lady says to them. Like, there have to be charges filed and there has to be, and then that's going to lead to a court case. Like, I don't think there's a way to hide this from your husband. And I think if he finds out down the road, I think there's more hell to pay.
Maybe.
But I do agree that a lot of dudes' first reaction would be, I'm going to go kill this guy. So you need to start by saying, you're going to get mad when I tell you this. I need you to put your inner gorilla down because that's not going to help this situation. I think this can be handled, and here's what my plan is.
Yeah, like, that's what I was going to say. Present a plan or go ahead and have those steps in motion before you bring it up to him.
Right. I've gone to the police, and this is what they tell me.
The reason I think she should tell him is I think we're so used to TV and them being like, oh, let's handle it. We go over, we handle it.
If they would have just told the person.
And seen in 1 hour. Like, this will take fucking months. Like, this will be a long, drawn-out fucking process. Her phone will ring from the police department. It will be back and forth. It's he said, she said. Like, this won't be wrapped up in a cute little bow for an SVU fucking episode, right?
Yes!
Like, it's going to be so much. And eventually it'll be, like, sneaking, lying, because he's going to be like, what the fuck? I'm telling you, it will just explode.
First, yeah, find out what the police say. I'm not saying don't tell him. I'm not saying keep it from him forever. But I'm saying first find... Because I'm telling you...
I don't think that's a bad idea.
Most guys' reaction will be... Look, I understand my wife had people in her life before we met, and I get that, and as did I, and whether there's videos out there of her, I don't know, but I don't want to see them, and I don't certainly wouldn't... But if someone came around and did that to her, I don't know if I'd do it... Whether I did it right then... Like, I'm getting in my car, I'm going to find this guy and go, you know, take care of this. Or I could wait months. I could wait a year. But ultimately, I'm circling back to fuck this guy up one way or another. Whether that's I throw a rock through his window every day for 6 years. I don't know. What thing I do, I don't know. But I know that that would be enough to fuel me for years on end. Because of what this guy did.
Batman was a small boy, and he waited till he was a grown-ass man and then took vengeance.
Right. Simmered and simmered.
On the,
is that what it is? The
terrible
best,
people that killed his parents.
The dish best served cold? Revenge? Vengeance?
I could be wrong. Maybe this guy will be like, honey, it's no problem. Maybe we can make some money off your old porn videos.
All right, Kim Kardashian. Oh, all right.
But I know my reaction would be violent. I would feel really, really mad.
I think I'm going to go with the hybrid of after hearing Vinny, because that didn't even occur to me that the guy would go crazy. And
of
after
course it didn't, because you're not a boy.
Right. So here's the thing. This is my advice. I'm going to lay it out there, and then you guys can beat it up or say your own thing. Go to the police and tell them what's happening. Get that ball rolling.
There's a start.
You will find out from the police what this is going to
details.
Right. What will happen, whether you have to file charges, blah, blah, blah. Immediately go home and say, sit down. I have something to tell you.
Oh, that's like the worst intro.
Yeah, I don't like this at all.
Well, whatever. Okay, don't say that.
Your next words better be, we're having BLTs for dinner. Like,
How about this? Let's see. Here's how you start. Right after I tell you this thing, I'm going to blow you. And it's going to be aggressive. And you're going to love it. But I got to tell you something bad first. But then I'm going to blow you. Then I'm going to blow you.
All I'm thinking about is the other dude fucking getting his dick sucked by you now.
Oh, yeah. This is how you handle your problems. Great.
Okay, so... However you get the conversation started, you say, because I think if he knows the police are involved,
I was just
he
say
will
that.
Not It'll he'll be a lot him, less right? likely to go and beat the shit out of this guy because
yeah.
or kill him. Because
then
whatever.
If he calls and says I got the shit beat out of me, they're gonna look it up and be like, oh, the first suspect is probably
right
this
the lady
husband,
who
right
yeah. was getting blackmailed by you. But I think it would be I personally think it would be a big mistake to not tell him to your husband. But I now, having heard Vinny and Bryn's thoughts, I think you start the ball rolling with the cops and then you tell the husband. And you take, you know, look, the truth will set you free. You'll have it off of you and whatever, however it affects your marriage, that's in the future. But I think that he is your partner. And supposedly, I would not want to have a secret like this from John. I would tell John. And but that's just me.
What do you think John would do?
Right.
John would be super pissed at this guy. And now that I think about it, you know.
John,
I know. I'm like, oh, great. So now
here's
John's going to get
say,
his
though, to
baseball bat.
Vinny and Bryn. I trust me, I would hope my man would want to do all the things that you guys said. But reverse the situation, okay? If this were, well, you guys are going to say, no, fuck no, I wouldn't want her to know because you just fucking freak
not.
Out. Never mind. Forget
right,
it.
Yeah.
I thought this would maybe get you guys more level-headed, but a girl's like, reaction.
Yeah, if the rules were reversed.
So fucking scratch that.
Got,
forget
I got
it.
Two things to say, all right? I hope that if you just go to the police first, it's a deterrent for that one guy, the threatening guy, to release. Because he'd be like, oh, shit, she went to the police. And maybe it's an end to that.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
And then Sarah saying the truth will set you free. I remember Vinny always saying, like, you know, sometimes the truth is only setting your, like, you're saying it for yourself. You're not really saying it for your partner. And maybe you feel free, but now you put that fucking heavy load on your partner.
It was going to fall on him anyway.
Well, hopefully it doesn't.
That's what I'm trying to say. If you can look.
I think
look,
the police might help. I think this guy's banking on the fact that she's a fucking religious,
moron.
Like this.
She's going to give up immediately, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Like she'll be so scared because he knows her past and her family and everything that she'll just write the fucking check.
Look,
that's kind
what
of what I think.
This is what I think of people like this. And I know it's using a big word very loosely, but he's a fucking terrorist. So, in my opinion, that's what he's banking on, is that she's going to be terrified and will either hand him cash.
$4,000.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't know what that's all about. I don't know if that's the amount of drug money he owes somebody or what that.
Seriously.
Where he
came
up with
number?
That number.
Right.
But whatever. As far as I'm concerned, start with the police. Hopefully they've got your back. I know this is going to sound crazy coming from me, but I know myself well enough that what I would hope is that my wife or partner could squash this without getting me involved. And it's for the two reasons. One, because I would never sleep again. And two, and just because I'd be so mad that someone's victimizing my person,
right,
that I would be bent on revenge. And I truly do believe that I could get myself in a lot of trouble trying to defend her honor, even if she was saying, please don't.
Maybe
please
you
drop
could
it.
Consider it a test of immaturity that you would, she would, you know, that you should say, I know you're mature enough to squash.
Don't fucking test my maturity.
I'm testing it.
Don't test
I know you're mature enough
you're
to squash those
it.
Feelings that, of
I'm
course, naturally are popping up in your, I know you're going to want to kill this guy, but
ready.
You're so mature. I'm sure you can handle this and we can handle this like mature adults.
As I flip
Listen,
the tables over. Fuck
Bryn, am I off the mark on dudes? Am I off?
No, you're. I'm 1,000% with exactly what you're saying. I
oh,
cannot.
Great.
I do not want to.
Yeah, no one,
I cannot,
no man
I
is going to handle
this.
That well at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, they're not. Exactly.
But they're
so
gonna have to
them.
Handle it because they're gonna find out. There's no way to
spare
someone.
Them. If you can, you should.
Yeah,
that's all
okay,
I'm saying. And
well,
maybe if it comes down to the point where you have to tell them, then you tell them.
And listen. Oh, so I was what I was gonna say. To in conclusion, what I would say is, and you might not believe this of me, but I know myself well enough, and I actually my partner does too, that if she were to say, "Look, I tried to handle this without you because I really didn't want you to be burdened with this. I know it's going to bum you out. The truth is, though, it's going to come out, and now I got to tell you." After the fact, I wouldn't be mad that she tried to deal with it without me because I know what I would respond with, which is, okay, well, I'm going to get a couple buddies, and we're going to go throw a fucking fireball through this guy's front window. Like, I really do think most guys aren't going to handle it the right way. That's
no.
me.
I feel you need to, and no offense to you two, because the fact that you guys are angry and violent is
it's really interesting.
I know. I'm
I don't
like,
know
oh,
if that's a,
I did
if
not
that's
expect
good thing,
this at all.
It's a protective.
It really
things.
Picked up my Friday to just, and I'm being completely
to see
honest.
You guys
like,
so mad.
Dude, you're
yeah.
fucking
Fuck
with my family.
Guy,
I'm here to protect my family.
But
that's
when you
it.
Sit your dude down, it's gotta be, and don't take this offensively, guys. It's gotta be feed
Told
their ego a little, dude, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because no, but it's like. It's a taking the burden off of you. It's like maybe make it about them just in the beginning a little bit because then they'll be like, oh, okay, she did this for me. And I'm not saying that because you guys are dumb or whatever. But
no, they need to be tricked.
We need
That's
to,
definitely true.
You know, it's like porn. Like you got to fluff the dick a little
yeah.
before you fuck. Like right. we got to like feed the ego a little
yeah.
before we get the bad
I knew news. I knew that you would have my back on this. But I
right.
did. I tried to handle it myself. But here's what the police say. But I knew I could count on you.
I didn't
want to
put this on you.
Because you're so strong
you.
And supportive
you.
Of me. And I know how
you,
much
your shoulders are great.
Oh,
but
your
I wouldn't
big,
want
broad
this
shoulders.
Weighing on them.
Right.
Ruin them.
Oh, Jesus.
Sculpted shoulders.
I think that'll work.
All right, fine. Yeah, guys, listen, so to you guys.
Happy
go.
Friday.
Yeah. Oh, is that
and
it?
And then yeah, suck yeah. his dick like Sarah. Yeah.
Then give him the best fucking blowjob of all time. Do that grapefruit trick.
Girl, lick his asshole. Even if
no,
you don't
no,
want
don't do that. Don't
I'm
do
not
that.
Licking any
do
assholes.
That. That'll He's work. Right
about
that. Way
Sarah,
to go,
lick
V.
Lick some asshole, and you'll be okay.
I can't wait to. I'm gonna. I can't wait to ask John about this. I really thought I'd know how he'd react, but now I'm hearing you guys and thinking, oh shit. I'm not doing that. All right.
John might take one of his guitars and just fucking
I bet
beat
him.
Bash his head in.
Mm-hmm. Well, I doubt he'd sacrifice a guitar, but he definitely has a steel bat. So.
Yeah, John's cool. A Boston guy. Where in the yeah. world do you think he'd handle this like a super civilized dude?
Well, he's very smart. So I would think that he would think it
well,
through.
Well, there's an insult to me and Bryn.
No.
Yeah, I know. Right?
He's just he's very mature.
He's highly educated.
All
dumb,
right.
Dumb.
The
he's
end, very everybody. Mature. We're out of here.
It didn't come out right.
Was that really the end?
I guess
yeah, it's
so.
The end.
I don't,
no,
I never
okay.
really know when the
no,
end
that was
is.
Good.
It's,
yeah. End it right there where you said it.
Okay.
Bryn, as the producer.
Leave all this in.
I'm going to leave this in.
Go ahead, solo.
One more time, Vin. One more time.
The
no,
end.
No, we heard
there
it.
We go.
No, no, no. Say it. Let him say right, it clear. Fine. Stop okay. talking, Bryn. Go.
The end.